For more than 2.5 hours, PG&E was relentlessly excoriated by dozens of speakers whose concerns about the utility smart meters included privacy, security, accuracy, reliability, legality, stealth, and public safety. But the biggest complaints were health issues. Speaker after speaker told of experiencing mysterious symptoms that coincided with the new meter's installation. Elizabeth Sherrick was one of them.
I just got tired. My blood pressure was dropping, and I kept waking up in the middle of the night. I started having pains in 6 different places in my body. I had electricity in my fingers, then my hands, then up my arms, then my arms and legs when I worked on the computer.
Upon investigation, Sherrick found not one but clusters of the meters outside her Mill Valley apartment.
First, we only found 12 smart meters, and then we found the other bank. So my apartment's between a bank of 10 smart meters on one side, a bank of 12 smart meters on the other side, and they were going off every 5 to 20 seconds. And then we've got readings of 4 and 40 on the RF meter when we want to get 0.01. So they were 400 to 4,000 times as high as they should be for a healthy range.
Sebastopol insurance agent Alan Horn contends that the meters are a safety hazard as well.
I'm very concerned with the number of smart meter-related fires and explosions that are being reported as insurance claims. These new radiation-emitting devices are causing arcing.
PG&E was not allowed to speak or respond during the hearing, but the utility was there with an information table, staffed by several representatives, including Brittany McCanny.
We continue to hear what concerns customers have with smart meters. I think one benefit of that is that we are able to offer the opt-out program now, and so we'll continue to provide them information on how to do that if they haven't opted out already.
That opt-out option was the announced focus of the hearing, the last of 5 such sessions around the state over the past week. PG&E reluctantly adopted the opt-out program last February, but it comes with a cost, $75 to set up and $10 per month thereafter. Fairfax Town Councilman Larry Bragman was the first in a long series of ratepayers who argued against those fees.
There are so many people in our communities that are sensitive to these devices that, to me, it doesn't make any sense to charge people to opt out. California law specifically prohibits charging someone a fee based on their medical condition, and that's exactly what the utility's trying to do here.
In August of 2010, the Fairfax Council became the first local government in the state, voting to ban the meters altogether, since joined by others including Santa Cruz, Watsonville, and Mendocino County. Allowing entire communities to opt out, says Bragman, could provide some leverage to drive PG&E and other California utilities to find a better metering solution.
We think that there are many alternatives to smart meters that are safer and more effective. And if the PUC gives communities the opportunity to opt out, it's going to drive that innovation that's going to make California have a safer and more secure grid.
Administrative Law Judge Amy Yip Kikugawa, who presided over the session, indicated she would deliver her report to the Public Utilities Commission in the spring. Her recommendations, however, will not be binding. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.